Next Friday at this time, we'll be close to wrapping up the Metro Morning segment of our Sounds of the Season concert. Tori Allen will be one of the usual suspects joining us that day. Tori plans to be out in the audience with you, asking for your thoughts on the show. But right now, she is here with some of her own thoughts on how to fill up your weekend. Tori, good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
So what's going on?
Well, do you remember the play De Kink in My Hair?
Absolutely. Yes. Trey Anthony's been in here many times.
Yes, yes. But black women, the salon, their hair.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And have you heard of the movie Barbershop?
Sure. Ice Cube?
Yes. Black men hanging out in a barbershop in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So I want to tell you about a video by a Toronto artist that sort of combines both of those. It's called Black Men and Me. It's by a woman named Michelle Clark. And it's going to be presented by Trinity Square Video this Sunday as part of a series called Liberté, Égalité, and Fraternité.
Hmm.
Yes. It's
like the French Revolutionary slogan.
Exactly. And it's the last part in the series. So they're exploring this idea of fraternité or brotherhood. And so they've matched three Toronto video artists with three Montreal artists and commissioned these original pieces. So Michelle pitched this video called Black Men and Me to the Brotherhood program, and they helped her develop it.
Okay, let's just backtrack a little bit. Rewind. You mentioned that her film combines De Kink and Barbershop. What's it about?
Well, Michelle came here from Trinidad and Tobago. She came in 92 to go to university, and she went to Queens up in Kingston. And she couldn't find anywhere in Kingston that could do her hair, her black hair. So she ended up coming back down to the city. Her sister was living here, and her sister, to get her hair done, was going to this barbershop on Pape, just north of the Danforth. Mm-hmm. So Michelle started going there, too. And I happen to know the exact barbershop. I actually walked by it about a couple of weeks ago, and I looked in the window. I thought, wow, this place is great. There were all these, you know, men talking and chatting and watching cricket on the TV, and you kind of hear the music wafting out the door, and it was just seemed like a great place.
A little weird looking for an empty chair in a barbershop filled with men when you're a woman.
Yes, a little bit, but it was almost familiar for Michelle because it was surrounded, you know, she's surrounded by reminders of home, the accents, the music, the talk. But it's also odd for her because Michelle is queer, and she identifies really strongly with her masculine side. And she told me that with her shaved head and her style of clothing, she's often mistaken by gay men and straight women as a man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she kind of feels like one of the boys. So in some ways, this place is familiar and strange. And strange because she's found that straight black men often respond to her differently. They, unlike anybody else, seem to recognize her femininity. Huh. They never mistake her for a man. They always, you know that she's a woman. They either don't, you know, come on to her, but sometimes they do. And she finds herself surprised sometimes to respond to that sort of flirting.
And
you know, she actually kind of, you know, flips her, if she's in the mood, flips her non-existent hair and will play back with them.
Flipping your non-existent hair.
Yes,
is
yes.
Interesting. How does she fold all this into the movie?
Well, you know, in the video, she goes to this barbershop, this male space. So she's this woman who identifies in a very male way, going into a male space. And the men, she gets pictures of these men getting their hair cut. She has her head shaved. And she told me that in a way, it sort of encapsulates the whole complexity of her identity, of this, you know, of her history from Trinidad and Tobago, of being a queer woman, identifying as man, being
a sister
one of the
in the brotherhood. So
exactly.
To speak.
Of the brotherhood, but not of the brotherhood.
And this is on Sunday.
It is on Sunday. That and five other shorts on the theme of brotherhood, 8 p.m., Cecil Community Center, 58 Cecil, just east of Spadina. And there's going to be a retro French pop after party. You can find more info at trinitysquarevideo.com.